This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this January the 4th, 2015. I gave out the number at the last segment, and I would like for you to call in and really tell me what you're going to do this next year for your personal liberty. And as the way J. Edward Griffin put it, to act collectively for individual liberty. What can you do this next year? And as we were going to the break, I started to talk about what's going on in the New York Police Department. I think it's absolutely amazing the statistics that we get out of this work slowdown. And I want to come back to that, and I want to talk about a flyer that was put out on New Year's Eve with some demands. But before we do, there's an article that went up on InfoWars this weekend about a Sandy Hook victim who dies again in Pakistan. This is an amazing article. If you look at these pictures, it's still up on InfoWars.com. Photo of a child killed at Sandy Hook shows up at the Pakistani school shooting. Now, that school shooting was one where they had 136, I believe, was the count of children that were killed by terrorists in Pakistan. But they have one picture that is prominently featured over and over again, and we have this documented in this article from Adan Salazar. Over and over again, this one child who was one of the children that we were shown as a victim at Sandy Hook. And it really does bring up the question as to what's going on here. As he points out in this article, this child, his name is Posner, they say his smiling face is prominently displayed also in a photo meme appearing on the website aworldatschool.org that lists among its supporters the globalist NGO USAID and several UN sub-branches. And his photo is also tagged with the name Huzaifa, I guess, on the Army Public School and College Boys in Peshawar. That's the location of where the shooting happened. That's on their Facebook page. I guess the question is, this is almost like the bad joke that someone had where they said a man in New York City gets mugged every minute, and then the punchline is somebody help that man. How many times does this child have to die, I guess, before we can enact gun control? We also have, along the lines of what you can do this year, there's a jury nullification program that has started in Washington, D.C. They sent me a press release showing me a series of billboards that they put up. And I think what's interesting about this is the map. And if you guys can pull this up on the thing there. There they go, the map right there. Those red dots there are where they have put the billboards up. And if you look at that, it's surrounding the court system and the jail system there in the New York area. And these are kiosks that they put up about jury duty. Know your rights. Learn the truth about what overzealous prosecutors don't want you to know. What is that truth? That is one of the most effective things that I think you and I can do for our individual rights and to act collectively and individually for our collective freedoms. And that is to understand that if you're a juror, you have a very important role to play. You're not there just as a rubber stamp for the court system. That's what the judges will tell you. The lawyers in most cases will not stand up and challenge the judge on that. But the reality is that has been one of the linchpins of our individual freedoms. One of the key linchpins to our individual freedom is something that can't be rigged like an election. All you have to do is take a look at this and understand not only if you agree with the law, but if you agree with the way that it is being applied in this particular case. That was one of the key things that shut down alcohol prohibition. We've seen it used in drug prohibition to shut down excessive prosecutions of people, these mandatory minimums that send people to jail for nonviolent crime for decades while they let violent criminals out. We've seen jury nullification used effectively to shut down overreaching federal laws, and that really is the purpose of what jury nullification should be. So I salute these guys. I want to give them a shout-out. This is a campaign that they're putting in the federal courthouse in Manhattan. They say funding has been raised for the month of January. The goal is to maintain the campaign before, during, and after a particular trial. So we're going to talk to them and try to get some more information about that. And we also will be talking about what is going on in New York as far as the work slowdown that happened this last New Year's Eve. Arrests were down 94%. And they say they're not going to arrest somebody unless they absolutely need to. Why would they do it otherwise?
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face six times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this use? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this January the 4th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Before we go back to the police state comments, and I've got a couple of people who have called in about that, I wanted to take the Wayback Machine and take a look at what happened back in 1998 with the line item veto. And, of course, this last year we've seen Obama make comments about how he has a pen, how he has a phone, how he is going to pass climate regulation, whether the Republicans like it or not. There's not anything they can do, even though they have a majority of both the House and the Senate. He's going to do whatever he wants. We've seen him open our borders and unilaterally change immigration laws against the will of Congress. When he couldn't get that passed, he did broad, sweeping changes in our immigration and border just with his pen. And I want you to think about the difference between a veto and an executive order. But go back to June 26, 1998. This is the Washington Post talking about how the Supreme Court had just struck down the line item veto. Now, going back 2 years before that, that was Newt Gingrich's contract with America, where he got a Republican majority for the first time in a very long time in Congress. They did that with a multi-point plan. Most of those were, I think, trivial reforms with the exception of the line item veto and term limits. Term limits they did not enact. That would take a constitutional amendment. They didn't have the votes for that, but it didn't happen nevertheless. They did get enacted a line item veto. Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani out of New York, took them to court and got the Supreme Court to overturn the line item veto. And listen to what the Supreme Court said about that. Back in June of 1998, they say the Supreme Court yesterday struck down a broad new line item veto authority that Congress had given the president to cancel specific items in spending and tax bills. In a 6-3 decision, the court held that the line item veto law violated a constitutional requirement that legislation be passed by both houses of Congress. Oh, a constitutional requirement. And be presented in its entirety to the president for signature or veto. Now, listen to some of the quotes from the Supreme Court. They say this act gives the president the unilateral power to change the text of duly enacted statutes. Sounds kind of like Obama, doesn't it? The Supreme Court at that time also said the functional equivalent of partial repeals of acts of Congress. There is no provision, they said, in the Constitution that authorizes the president to enact or to amend or to repeal statutes. And Justice Kennedy, they say, cut to the political chase and said, failure of political will does not justify unconstitutional remedies. That's what we were told by Obama. Hey, I've tried over and over again to get Congress to do what I want, so I'm going to just go ahead and do it. But we had a Supreme Court justice who said back in 1998, failure of political will does not justify unconstitutional remedies. Remember when we had a government that really thought that the Constitution mattered? Remember when we had a government that actually thought that the Congress mattered one way or the other? And here's the really bad thing. This is not an executive order that overturns laws as they were concerned about. This was simply a veto. This is going to be a veto of spending bills. This was something that was essentially going to stop things from happening, stop the government from being modified and changed. A veto is a way to put the brakes on government, to keep it from encroaching on our rights, to keep it from growing. No, what Obama is doing is very different. He has taken it upon himself after he said over 20 times that, hey, a president doesn't have this power, and that's, of course, what the Supreme Court said nearly 20 years ago. He said many times he didn't have the power, and then he said, well, I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to make these radical sweeping changes. I think we need to go back and take a closer look at that. And, of course, I think we need to look at what's going on in the Republican Party with John Boehner. As we pointed out, as everybody knows, the Republicans, when they came back, they didn't forward any legislation that was going to do something to control the borders. They didn't come back with anything that was going to shut down the spending on Obamacare. Instead, they funded it for another year. Not just a continuing resolution, but an omnibus spending bill. So everybody's very upset with Boehner. We've got 60% of Republicans, according to a poll. This is a WorldNet Daily story. They say this is a survey conducted just recently, December 26th through 30th, by pollster Pat Caddell, shows that 60% of Republicans want Boehner out. I think what we need to do is we need to start calling Obamacare BoehnerCare. If he's going to fund it, if he's going to be the last guy in the musical chair seat, then he needs to own this as a label. We need to call it BoehnerCare. And people need to do whatever they can to support Representative Gohmert or anybody else who wants to stand up and challenge Boehner for speaker leadership here. As he said, this is just today, Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas, said today that he will challenge John Boehner as speaker in the new Congress. Just yesterday, we had Representative Ted Yoho of Florida say on Saturday that he would challenge Boehner for this. So hopefully there's going to be a change there. Boehner is typical of the kind of people that we have in leadership of both parties who essentially don't stand for anything except perpetual growth of the government. They betray the base that has voted them in, just as Obama betrayed his base on civil liberties, on torture, on war. We see that Boehner is betraying his base on the very issues that they were elected to do something about. Protesting in many cases that, well, we couldn't get it passed in the case of the House. We couldn't get it past the Senate. We couldn't get it past the President. Yet for nine times, that House under Boehner has passed
the Keystone Pipeline bill, knowing that it's not going to get past the Senate or the president. Still, they deliver on that, but they're not about to do anything about Obamacare because we have a corporate government. When you look at Jeb Bush stepping down from his board of directors, stepping down from companies that have made a fortune off of Obamacare, that ought to underscore for Republicans as well as for Democrats what Obamacare was really about. We've been saying all along here at InfoWars, Alex Jones has been saying that it was a massive transfer of wealth from the American people to corporations that were providing insurance, that were mandating that we buy insurance above the level that we need at a price that we can't afford. It was a massive transfer of wealth to corporations that was mandated by us. And that's what we see from the step down of Jeb Bush. This is a corporate-run country. And we're going to see that more in the convergence of the surveillance state as well as the police state. Now, just before we went to break, I was reading this article from The Atlantic talking about how New York City Police Department arrests have fallen here at the end of the year as part of this dispute between City Hall and the police unions. Now, here's some of the statistics. It's gone down 94%, 10,000 to 584. That's traffic violations. 10,000 traffic violations to 587 in just a couple of weeks. Low-level offenses have gone down by 94%. Parking violations down 92% from 14,500 to 1,200. What's behind that? Well, they're saying they're not going to do anything unless it's absolutely...
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. I wanted to get through this article from The Atlantic talking about the 94% work slowdown from the New York Police Department. In just 1 week, tickets dropped 94%. This is traffic violations from 10,000 to 587. And, of course, they had drops in parking violations for low-level offenses of a similar nature, going down 90-some-odd percent. And, of course, the police union said, we're not going to make arrests or issue tickets, quote, unless absolutely necessary, unquote. Why are they issuing tickets? Why are they arresting people when it's not absolutely necessary? And, of course, the answer to that is that in New York, as well as in many other places, the police have been a strong-arm collection agency for the city government. That's essentially the purpose, not to protect and serve the public. Now, that's not the attitude of a lot of police officers. As a matter of fact, it was 4 years ago, about 4.5 years ago, that tapes came out. One officer, Adrian Schoolcraft, in the New York Police Department was taping other officers, taping the briefings that they had each morning. This is how the Village Voice reported those tapes. They said he recorded precinct roll calls. He recorded precinct commanders and other supervisors. He recorded street encounters. He recorded small talk and station house banter. He collected hundreds of hours of cops talking about their jobs. Now, what do these tapes reveal? They say they revealed that the precinct bosses threatened the street cops if they didn't make their quotas of arrests and stop and frisks. They also told them not to take certain robbery reports in order to manipulate crime statistics. The tapes also refer to command officers calling crime victims directly to intimidate them about their complaints. In other words, making them not file those complaints. So what came out of this massive project from one police officer? His dad was a police officer. He was very idealistic about it. He had a picture of the police operations that has been sold to the American public. His dad believed that. His dad worked that. He believed that. That's what he thought his purpose was. And yet, he saw the police using these kind of tactics, just going out and rounding up people on a Halloween. They would tell them to grab four or five people, just bring them back, don't write up any charges. We'll figure out what we're going to charge them with later. Get the first four or five people you see, bring them back to the precinct. We'll work it out later. We just got to get a lot of arrests on this particular night. Then also telling people when there were serious crimes that they didn't want to show up in the crime statistics, discouraging the people, essentially threatening them, telling them, have you ever had an arrest record? We're going to know if that's the case. Or if it's a rape, telling them that they're going to be raked over the coal personally if they report this rape, trying to do everything they can to stop violent crime from being reported, from being investigated, from being solved, because it would look bad on their crime statistics. Meanwhile, going out and doing everything they can to generate revenue. And so now we see the New York Police Department doing exactly what they said they were not doing after the Adrian Schoolcraft tapes surfaced And you need to read this report from the Village Voice. It's about 4.5 years old. Look up Adrian Schoolcraft. There was also an audio report that was done. I think that was done by NPR, This American Life. Very revealing about what's going on, not just in the New York Police Department. That's just one of the largest instances of that. And I think the police really need to step back and think about what they need to be doing. Is that their duty? Is that what they really wanted to be as police officers? Certainly there are good police officers like Adrian Schoolcraft. There are good officers like Frank Serpico, who spoke out against corruption in the New York Police Department. And he calls other officers like Adrian Schoolcraft, he calls them lamplighters of liberty, because they are lighting the path, showing these dark practices, exposing them for what they are. That's a very important thing. Now, there was one other document that came out on New Year's Eve, and that was a list of demands that was, this was dropped out as pamphlets in New York City on New Year's Eve, saying what they wanted to see happen in terms of the police department, in terms of the excessive use of force, in terms of oversight. And I think it's very important that we have an end game, that we have some kind of goal of what we would like to see happen with reform. I think this is a very important document. It doesn't just fall back on the narrative that we've been sold by the government and by the mainstream media that this is purely racism. No, it's not racism. This is happening to everyone. And, of course, black people have been feeling this for a very long time as part of their Broken Windows program, saying that they needed to ride really hard on the poor neighborhoods because that was where crime was going to come from. So that's been a lot of the focus that they put that has resulted in those poor areas being disproportionately brutalized by the police. But this is something that's happening everywhere. And I think there need to be some review of this. We need to have some reforms. And there was an article up on Infowars.com this weekend. Anti-police protesters release a list of demands. And if you go to the bottom of that article, actually it's a link from the Daily Caller. If you go to the bottom of the Daily Caller, you can actually see the document that they circulated out. And they have demands like an independent all-elective civilian complaint review board, an independent investigative body that can look at what's going on independent of the court system, because people need to see transparency. They've lost trust in not only the police departments, but they've lost trust in the Justice Department. And that is something that is very dangerous. They want to see full-time prosecutors and judges that deal solely with the police. They want to see every officer that's accused of misconduct be suspended immediately without pay. They want to see that any officer that's found guilty would be imprisoned. We see them let off. And there's one case that just came out of Virginia, a police officer sexually assaulting and sodomizing a 7-year-old child, given 30 days. In the same area, they had someone else do the same crime. He got 66 years, and that was justice. To give somebody 30 days because they're a police officer, that's not justice. So we can go down this list. There's a lot of things here. Body cameras. If you've got you should have body cameras on everything. If that's not turned on, then we're going to assume that you were trying to hide something, that you're guilty. A decent law-abiding police officers will be able to speak freely about any and all corruption and abuse committed by the department. A lot of these reforms that they're demanding are things that people have been talking about throughout the country. When we talked to Matt Shea out in Spokane, he was saying that we needed to have civilian oversight of the training programs that they're being fed, because we've got the Southern Poverty Law Center going into the police departments and giving them misinformation, telling them that people who support the Constitution are their enemies, that they're a threat to them. We need to know if our police locally are being fed that by the Southern Poverty Law Center or by the federal government in some way. We need to understand what kind of equipment they have. There needs to be some kind of civilian oversight, some kind of external oversight. People need to be able to trust the police, and I think there are honest police out there who want this as well. Let's go to some of your calls here. Mark in Texas, you've been on hold. I wanted to talk about the police state. Go ahead.
Hi, David. David, a couple of things, and I'm speaking as an ex-law enforcement officer who's actually both in New York and in Texas. Texas, actually, I work corrections. But anyway, I think that one of the things we got to do is take away the idea that an officer 24 hours and take off his that's the first thing we should do. Take away the 24-hour peace officer business, because that's a violation of the Constitution.
Hang on. I really want to hear what you've got to say. We've got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got a police officer who wants to talk about his idea of reform. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight, your host today. We're going to go back to our callers in just a moment. We're going to continue with Mark in Texas, a former police officer from New York as well as in Texas. I want to get his comments on what he thinks should be done in terms of reform of the police. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now we have a special pack. We call it the Resolution Pack in terms of the New Year. A way to cleanse your body, a way to give it nutrients if you've got some New Year's resolutions about how you want to get healthier this year. We have three different components to it. We have a cleanse your body with a flush out toxins with OxyPower. That's one of those. You can also boost your body with Secret 12 B12 formulation. And the third element of this Resolution Pack is Super Male or Super Female Vitality. Right now you can get that for 48% off the original retail price at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Mark, thank you for holding through the break. You said you were a police officer in both New York as well as Texas. Give us your breakdown as to what needs to be done to reform the practices that we see coming out of the police, because from many people's perspective, we see increasingly that there's a different kind of agenda that's being fed from the federal government in terms of the way the police perceive the public, the way they interact with the public. And there's a lot of concern from the public in some of these cases where it looks like there was excessive use of force. There's a lot of concern that it wasn't an honest judicial process reviewing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make one correction. In Texas, I was a corrections officer. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
In New York, I was a police officer. But it's, still law enforcement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And first thing I would do as far as making, as reforms is, the first thing I would do is take away any off-duty authority an officer has. Now, that's one thing. In Texas, a correctional officer, the state is not a peace officer off-duty. And I think that's good, and I think it should be the same thing with the regular police. Unlike New York, where you've got a lot of different kind of peace officer authorities there, and you have in New York City, you have an army of over 50,000 officers when you consider. And that
it's amazing when you look at when they had 94% work slowdown, they were giving 10,000 tickets a week, and that dropped down to 587. I guess the question is, when they say they're not going to do anything, they're not going to arrest people unless it's absolutely necessary, I guess the question mark is, why were they arresting people when it wasn't absolutely necessary?
Well, I think one of the things we also got to ask ourselves is, why do you have such a large army of cops in places like New York and mostly other northeastern and some western cities when people are denied their Second Amendment rights and
yeah.
so scared that they put up with that kind of stuff? When you have that large of a police force, you're going to have your freedoms restricted, plain and simple. It just goes hand in hand. And you've got a lot of corruption. Adrian Schoolcraft, by the way, I read about him, and it's a shame. It's a shame how this man is treated, and nobody even knows who he is.
Yeah,
call him regular.
Yeah, I would love for him to come on the show. It's open invitation. It's very difficult to try to find him. We tried to find him for a very long time. What they did to him, I mean, of course, Serpico got shot. They pulled back in a drug raid, and he was shot. They didn't protect him. They didn't even call for an ambulance in that particular case. For Adrian Schoolcraft, the officer who was recording this, they arrested it. I think it was the second in command, wasn't it, Mark, of the New York Police Department, went to his house, and they took him away and put him in an insane asylum. His father, who was a police officer, found the recording because he had a recording on him, and you can hear the recording when they find the tape recorder that was personally on Adrian Schoolcraft. But there was another recorder that was stuck up on the shelf behind some books that they didn't find. And that's when his father found that. I think that helped him to he knew that he had been taken to an insane asylum, but he didn't know which one. So you have a couple of cops who try to shine some light on some bad practices. One of them is shot. Another one is put into an insane asylum. It's a shame, as you said, that people don't know his name, that it's not a household word.
I know. Not many people know who Serpico is anymore either. I wish he'd have him back on his show.
That's
matter
true.
Of fact, no? I think the guy, that was a real hero. Because he took on an establishment, he really put his life on the line. Not that he put his life on the line against criminals, but against his fellow officers.
Yes.
And that is, that's the problem. I mean, they basically, one thing I would have is a special prosecutor for any kind of police, any kind of controversial police even if it's not misconduct, anything controversial should be a special prosecutor. Definitely a shooting.
I agree with that. And that was essentially, that was the essence of this flyer that was put out on New Year's Eve. They were demanding a civilian complaint review board and demanding that there be some kind of separate oversight of any kind of police allegations. We talked to others who have said that we ought to have an oversight of their training, oversight of their equipment. I think it's very important for people to get their trust back in the police and for us to have a real, honest, independent evaluation when there are charges of police misconduct.
The problem is you used to have civilian review board in New York, and the unions fought it so bitterly they got rid of it. And that's another thing I wanted to say about unions. I'm all for unions. But I don't think police should have unions, period.
Yes.
Because unions and police work, they just condone criminal activity, and they push for more powers for police, and they hate the Second Amendment. I'll tell you something. The PBA in New York, they hate the Second Amendment. All the various police unions in New York hate the Second Amendment. They don't like to have armed citizens because, very simple, it takes away their authority, and they can't demand as many officers. They can't demand as high salaries. It's good benefits.
Yes.
And whatever else they demand.
I think it was absolutely, absolutely atrocious in the shooting that happened in New York City just before the Eric Garner verdict was released from the grand jury. There was, and I'm sure you remember this, a gentleman named, his last name was Gurley. He and his girlfriend were tired of waiting for the elevator that wasn't coming, so they stepped in the stairwell, and there were two officers that were doing up and down patrols of the stairwell in the projects there. And even though he wasn't doing anything suspicious, even though he wasn't armed, one of those officers had his gun drawn and shot the man in the chest. And then here's where the police union comes in. While the man is dying there on the floor, bleeding out, the police officer spends, I think it was about 10 minutes, on the phone with the police union, not calling for a medical help, not doing anything to assist the man to try to stop the bleeding, but calling the police union. I think that says so much about that. Thank you so much, Mark, in Texas. Let's give some other people a chance to comment on this. Let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania. Andrew?
Since Alex said that he wanted to hear callers talk about predictions for 2015, two whistleblowers that have said some pretty bold things about 2015, Karen Hughes, who was on InfoWars before, has talked about how they are close to releasing gold-backed currency, and word on the street is the BRICS Nation and also Benjamin Fulford's Dragon Society are in on this. And also 2016 presidential candidate Andrew Bashago, who's a whistleblower, he's said that in his experience as part of government time travel technology, they found that in 2015 it would be revealed that many members of Congress are CIA operatives. Any comments?
Well, I think that the CIA and the Federal Reserve run our government. I think that's pretty clear. If you look at the redacted silly report from the Senate, they essentially blamed everything on the CIA, and then, of course, nothing is going to be done about it. And the CIA can tell the Senate what they're going to do. The CIA can assassinate whoever they want. They put together a disposition matrix. That's what they called it, a disposition matrix. That's their assassination hit list. And, of course, that was Brennan, who's now the CIA director. He ran that. He ran the torture program. Nothing they do can be used against them. They are above the law, just like the Federal Reserve. We can't audit the CIA. We can't audit the Federal Reserve. So, yeah, they're above the law. And I think one of the important things that really scares me in terms of looking at what's coming up in 2015 financially, of course, we know that the Federal Reserve has been at the center of economic disaster and collapse many times throughout its 101 years of history, starting wars. And we now see that the Congress just gave insurance protection to derivatives again. That was taken away after the implosion of 2008. It was prohibited after the crash in 1929. They enacted the Glass-Steagall Act. That was taken away under Clinton. And then everything was pumped and dumped. And now it looks like they're in the pumping stage again, having insured all their derivatives. And these derivatives are orders of magnitude larger than what we saw with the mortgage bailouts. We're going to be right back with more of your calls right after the break. Thank you so much, Andrew, in Pennsylvania.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com, get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go right back to your calls here in just a moment. One of the things that I think is going to be coming up, though, in 2015 is the FCC weighing in on net neutrality. They're saying that's going to happen in February. I think just like the GMO issue, where they've got people going back and forth about whether or not we should have mandatory or voluntary labeling
The real issue with GMO is whether we're going to have GMO or not. Can we stop the production of GMO? Can we stop the cross-pollination of GMO onto organic fields or heritage vegetation? I think the real issue here with the FCC is not even so much about net neutrality, but about the fact that the FCC is going to assert its supervision of the Internet, that it's going to take it within its jurisdiction. We haven't had an agency that's had oversight and control of the Internet prior to this. And that's what this is all about. The FCC has been on both sides of net neutrality. They don't really care at this point. Once they get control of the Internet, once they establish that they are going to be the bureaucracy that's going to control this, that's when it's going to get really bad. It's going to be another angle where they're going to come after our free speech. And, of course, the Internet has been a vital part of that. Going back to June of this year, and a story from AP, when they were talking about the Stingray program, this program that allows the police to listen to cell phones illegally without a search warrant, and that is illegal if you don't get a search warrant. But that program was something that they put together with Harris Corporation, the Semiconductor Corporation. And as part of that agreement, they say, and as there was a secrecy element built into the authorization agreement that they had with the FCC. And that goes back to 2011. So now we see these surveillance, the surveillance data that they collect through the Stingray program. If a judge wants to look at those records, they're told they can't see them because they have a non-disclosure agreement with a corporation that supersedes what that judge wants. It supersedes the law. It supersedes the Constitution. In one particular instance this year, a judge said, "You don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. Produce those records." At that point, law enforcement backed out and dropped the case rather than produce the records. And, of course, the FBI and many state governments are telling all the law enforcement agencies that if anybody wants a FOIA request or a court request, that they're not to comply. They are to notify the FBI immediately in writing and by phone so the FBI can stop that. And they have come out with U.S. Marshals to confiscate records rather than have them turned over in court proceedings or in Freedom of Information Request Acts. That is the danger of this. That is the culmination, the joining of the surveillance state and the police state. It's a joining of our bureaucracies, the federal bureaucracy of investigation, the FBI, working with the FCC, working with a corporation, in a way that is, they believe, is transcendent to our Constitution, to our law. We're going to see that happen this year, I think, also in these massive trade agreements, as I mentioned earlier in the program. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you had some scenarios for 2015. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Yeah, I agree. Ban GMO, ban surveillance state, and ban boner care.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we need to call it boner care or boner care. We sure do.
Boner care is what I like better. Hey. Speaking of what's coming up in 2015, I really, in all seriousness, have a couple of really good points here, in my opinion. January 20th, Tuesday night, it's going to be the State of the Union. I think, just like these two police officers, a lot of the police officers in New York, just like last weekend for Ramos, this weekend, Officer Liu, a lot of the police officers turned their back to de Blasio, and I believe that it would be a real big-time thing if the Tea Party Republicans and whoever else wants to get involved with it stand up and turn their back to Obama, Biden, and Boehner as the whole speech.
Yes.
Think
about
how awkward that would be for Obama to talk while those brave people did that.
That would be great, but, you know, there's a, it's kind of a good old boys club. They don't rock the boat too much. Remember when Joe Wilson, a few years ago, shouted out, "You lie," when Obama made some statement about Obamacare, and it turned out that he was right. He was eventually vindicated in that. But he basically had to step down, step back and walk those comments back. The leadership of the Republican Party, which is the problem, as you pointed out, basically leaned on Joe Wilson to take that back. So, you know, that these guys toe the line or they get shut out completely. And that's a lot of what people are angry about with Boehner. The fact that he's removed people who are conservatives, who are free market, who want less government, he's removed them from positions within committees, which is where you really get things done. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you want to talk about GMOs?
Yes, thank you. I do. First, using GMOs and patents on other countries is so egregious in the surveillance and everything. Other countries aren't going to go for that. I agree with those that say that, you know, we're going to have trouble with our internet. Other countries don't want to expose their citizens to dangers of GMOs. They cherish their tradition. They like security for their citizens. And they cherish a more traditional way of life that they're used to. Mm-hmm. They don't want to gamble with our lives for profit like we do. They don't want our brand of capitalism, I don't think.
Well, you know, what's happening in America is that you've got this regulatory agency, the FDA, that is essentially captured by Monsanto and these corporations, and will do whatever they want to in this country. And the way they're going to try to enforce this in many parts of the world is through these trade agreements. GMOs are a large part of it, just like the control of the internet. They couldn't get CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA through. They're going to try to push those through with these trade agreements, and GMOs are one of the things that they're going to try to push through.
Work. People have talked about the internet being interfered with, and in order to prevent us from imposing our way of life on other citizens, these countries are going to have to do something to our internet because this affects their people, their tradition, when I heard something about the Danish the other day about how they, I wish I could recall what it was, but it was like, why don't we have that here? Why aren't we more concerned about our citizens here? If we're not willing to change to make a difference and change the laws and get them to see how important it is to people that we have a better quality way of life, then our internet, I'm afraid, will suffer because how else can they stop us? And I know there's the people of Europe are not going to want this to be their way of life.
Well, I think it's that's part of the unrest that we see in the future here. It's because there's a fight going on about who's going to control the internet, who's essentially going to control information. It looks like the U.S. is trying to do everything they can to assert control, whether it's through trade agreements or legislation or giving control of the internet to the FCC. They're also trying to control everything about our food supply. We have to understand that these corporations that basically own our politicians in Washington want to own and control everything, and they have no respect for our lives either. At least you can say that about Vladimir Putin. He looks at his focus is on natural resources. He sees that as his power base. I mean, he's a power-hungry individual. I wouldn't want to live under a country that he ruled. But nevertheless, he sees his natural resources as the basis of his power. And part of that are the people in his country. It's not just the oil resources. It's the human resources. And he's trying to protect that. Our elites in this country look at the American people as a possible threat to them. The future does not need us, according to our elites. And that's really where the fight is. Thank you. Let's move on and try to get the rest of the callers here. Let's go to Karen in Colorado. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. This is a little bit of a complicated thing to describe on a phone call like this. But what I would like to see us do is expand our ability to act. The people of America, the hearts and souls of all of us are ready. We have been trained by you. We've listened to you guys. And I've been listening for years, and I feel grounded, okay?
That's the problem. People who are already awake feel frustrated because now they want to take action. And I think one of the best actions that you can do is to still build a base, a larger base of people who understand what's really going on. That's the way we shut down the war in Syria. We would have gone to war with Syria in 2013 if it hadn't been for the free press, if it hadn't been for the free internet. We stood up against that narrative. We pointed out where they were lying to people so we didn't get fooled again like we did back when we went to war with Iraq the two times or whatever. I mean, there's been times when the internet was not and free press was not there, and so the mainstream media and government essentially put forward a fake narrative about weapons of mass destruction or babies being removed from incubators. They got away with it. They didn't get away with it in 2013. So it's a very important thing to educate people and to show them how this whole sham works. I think that's something that you can be proud of. It's a good work that you can do. And certainly you can educate people about what their rights are as jurors. You can educate them about the fully informed jury amendment, and that's the feature group. You can take a look at that and understand exactly what's going on as a juror. That's a very important thing that just one individual can do. One person on a group of 12 can stop an injustice from being done to his fellow citizens. And that's the essential purpose of the juries to start with, is to watch each other's back, to guard against tyranny. Sorry I couldn't get to the rest of the callers today. That's it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central with Alex Jones. Join us then.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.